top of the ninth inning. Changes made by the Yankees. McDougal goes to third base. Cletus Boyer moves over to play shortstop. And Ralph Terry, of course, on the mound will be facing Mazeroski. And to go over that Barra play once again, it was a hard hit drive down the first base side. But Nelson fielded on the first hop and tagged the bag at first. That eliminated Barra. He was out. And then Mantle could have been in a rundown, but it was not the case. He dove back safely to first base. Here's a ball one, too high now to Mazeroski. And the Yankees have tied the game in the top of the ninth inning. Well, a little while ago, when we mentioned that this one, in typical fashion, was going right to the wire, little did we know. Mark Ditmar throws. Here's a swing and a high fly ball going deep to left. That's going to do it. Back to the wall goes Barra. It is over the fence. Home run. The Pirates win. Hit a 1-0 pitch over the left field fence at Ford Field to win the 1960 World Series for the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 10-0. Once again, that final score, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the 1960 World Champions, defeat the New York Yankees, the Pirates 10 and the Yankees 9.
This year, General Motors offers you cars with more solid value built into them, more breadth of choice than you've ever known. Yes, it's
value and joy from GM.
So today's the day to see your quality GM dealer.
Back at Ford Field, it is all over in one of the most dramatic finishes on history. Bill Mazeroski has hit his second World Series home run over the left field barrier, 406 feet away, and the Pirates are the 1960 World Champions of Baseball. And, Jack, you could employ a lot of scriptwriters and pay a lot of money, but try and write a better finish to a ball game or a more exciting one.
Chuck, from the very first pitch down here to the last one, which Mazeroski hit over the 406 sign to win it and make the Pirates World Champions, this ball game was filled with drama, excitement. It had everything, and the Pirates are the world champions of 1960 on Billy Mazeroski's home run leading off the last half of the ninth inning. The final score, 10-9. The Pirates had 10 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left only one man on base all afternoon. The Yankees had 9 runs on 13 hits, one error, 6 men left on. The winning pitcher, Harvey Haddix, his record now 2-0 in the World Series. The loser, Ralph Terry, his record nothing and two. 36,683 fans were here. And that Mazeroski was jumping around the bases when he saw the ball disappear into Schenley Park like a little kid with a brand new toy. And there's no reason not to do anything like that, because that fella gave himself and his teammates the 1960 Baseball World Championship and also about $8,500 apiece or $9,000 apiece, something like that. And now to wind up this World Series broadcast, let's pick up Bob Prince and some of those victorious, happy Pirates. Bob, take it away.
Here's the president of the National League. Come on up here, Mr. Giles. We want Mr. Warren Giles, the president of the National League, to come up here, give you help up.
Come on, Danny.
Warren, I know how happy you are about this World Championship.
Oh, I tell you, this is one of the biggest ones yet, and it shows what teamwork and guts and determination can do, because the Pirates have shown that all year. And they beat a great Yankee ball club.
No question about it. Thank you very much, President
Warren. Okay, well, congratulations to you, because I know how you were pulling.
Oh, man, I was. Hey, Al Hal Smith. Come up here a minute, Hal. Come up here on television, coast to coast. And, Hal, on TV a minute. Wait a minute. I want him on my TV. We're fighting photographers. Hal, a great home run you hit.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we're going coast to coast. The folks want to get a good look at you. And it was a long,
wonderful, boy. It was a wonderful day.
And, of course, I never thought we'd come back like we did, but come back we did, huh?
We come back just like we always did all year, didn't we?
That's right, Hal. Thank you. Here's Bill Mazeroski. Oh, yeah. The game-winning blow. Hey, wasn't that something, Billy?
Oh, I can't even talk. I'm so tired.
What'd you do? You didn't have to run very far, did you, boy?
Oh,
what was the moment? What was the pitch you hit, Bill?
It was a high fastball.
A high fastball. That did it. And the Pirates are the world's champions for the first time since 25. Joe Brown and Don Hoke. Here's our general manager, Joe Brown. Don Hoke, one of the same coast-to-coast Tiger, a tremendous victory.
Bob, this is one of the greatest team efforts I've ever seen, I'll tell you that. And I'm awful proud to be a part of it.
Well, I know that they're all proud to have you there. And Joe Brown, what a great job you did as general manager of this fine championship.
Who tried to run you here, did it, Bob? Yeah. God almighty, it was just wonderful. I think it was just sheer guts against power, and the guts came through. This is... I'm speechless.
I know you are. I know how you feel. Here's Tom Johnson, Dick Groth. We're going coast to coast, Dick. I know you're real happy about that.
I feel wonderful, Bob. It's the greatest ball club in the world.
World's champion, Dick Groth. How's it sound?
Wonderful. The greatest feeling in the world to be the world champion. They thought we were dead, but we bounced back, didn't we, Bob?
Yes, you did. Wonderful. Thank you very much, Dick Groth. Let me get Vern Law over here. I want to have Vern Law come over. Tom Johnson, yep. I've got my scorecard.
We had them all the way, didn't we? It was real easy.
This is Tom Johnson, the vice president of the Pittsburgh Ball Club. Tom, I know how happy you are.
Oh, you can see that, Bob. This is a great ball club, and everyone's done a marvelous job.
Well,
all year, and it's great to bring a championship of the world to Pittsburgh.
Well, it certainly is, and here's a guy that pitched his heart out, went as far as his left leg would go, Vern Law. Deacon, I know you were disappointed, but you're happy that you're with the world.
You're not kidding, Bob. I'm feeling great right now. You betcha.
Well, I want to congratulate you on your two great victories and the way you hung in there and never cried a bit about that left ankle. I know it bothered you.
That's fine, Bob. Thanks.
Vern Law, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Billy Burden, our fleet-footed center fielder. Wasn't that a dandy, Billy?
That was the best, Bob. I don't think there's ever been a better one.
Well, I don't know if there has been either. I'm glad that we're not getting ourselves thrown apart. Here's our winning pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Harvey, you made it two in the World Series, big boy.
Oh, it's wonderful. I've never had anything more wonderful happen to me.
Well, I know you haven't, Bob. Thank you. And here's
how sweet it is, Bob.
Yeah, here's
our little
Spanky Burgess. That's the two base hits today, and they were big ones, Smoke.
Yes,
nice
sir. Well, that's a great thrill, Bob. A big thrill. Great hit.
We'll see you back next year, huh?
What do you say, Gunner?
Well, Dog, how are you? Bob Skinner, our left fielder, finally got back in action. How's that thumb?
Fine. They had to get the dog in there to win, I guess.
That World Championship changed their hands real quick, didn't it?
It sure did. It's all healed now.
All right, Bob. Thank you. Good luck to you. Best of luck. And here's Roy Face, who made four great appearances in the World Series and had the misfortune to see one go out against him by Yogi Berra. But, Roy, you didn't mind that as long as we won.
That's right. As long as the team wins, don't make it never what happens to me. I'm happy the team won.
Beat the Bucks. Can't beat the Bucks, can they? No, sir. Can't beat the Bad Buckles, I'll tell you that.
That's for Gino sure. Somoli.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got them. They broke all the records, and we won the game. How about that?
There's a good one. Broke all the records, and we won the game.
Right here.
Yeah, that's it. Here's Mayor Joe Barr. Mayor, congratulations.
I don't know whether my wife's going to live or not. I hit her when Hal Smith made that home run.
Well, what you do when Mazeroski came up. Thank you, Mayor Barr. Here's the president of the ball club, Mr. John Galbraith. And, Mr. Galbraith,
I just want to ask you one question. Yeah. You asked me. Have we paid our debt to the city, the people of Pittsburgh?
I think you haven't. You've given your voice to it, too, haven't you?
With everything I've got.
You wouldn't trade a Kentucky Derby victory for this, John.
You're trying to get me when I'm vulnerable.
All right, okay.
Which way did you get in?
I've been
trying to get you in there.
This is
good.
Nice, our traveling secretary, Robert. We're
wonderful.
Busy coast to coast.
Very good. Great, Rob. Just the best.
Good to see you.
I can't talk.
All right, well, I'm not going to be able to do much more. And the commissioner of baseball, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ford Frick. Commissioner, without question, one of the most exciting World Series in all time.
Well, this is my 39th, and I never saw a finish like that one, Bob. Never.
Did you ever see a World Series where we got the Pirates got beaten so badly and then turn right around and come on to take it as they did?
Well, you know, World Series, like everything else, there's only one that counts. That's that last run that wins the final game. Well, it was a filler, and Commissioner Brick, thank you very much.
That was terrific. It was a terrific service, well played, and beautifully handled, I thought.
Thank you, Commissioner Ford Brick. Here's Rocky Nelson, one of the stars in our ball game. Rocky, I know how delighted you are to be a member of the World Champion Pirates.
Pretty wonderful, Bob. You can't beat it, I'll tell you, when you're on top. We just finished a great year, that's all. It was a team effort, and it was a team effort today. Everybody hit the ball.
All right, Rocky, thank you. Here's Danny Bertie. You Irishman, you did it.
By golly, Bob, what a finish. But we've been doing that all the year, and I think the fans are looking forward to it.
Well, thank you very much, Dan, John Galbraith. And I'll just say thank you to everybody. I hope you fans have enjoyed hearing from the very happy world champion Pittsburgh Pirates.
This is Ken Coleman speaking. We hope that you have enjoyed this game. If you want to know more about other items you may purchase from the Miley Collection, call 1-800-844-9143. That's 1-800-844-9143. We will look forward to talking with you. Is there something in particular you're looking for? Let us know. A final reminder that this copyrighted recording is licensed by Major League Baseball. Any reproduction or other commercial use of this recording, in whole or part, is prohibited.